On the Clock with Todd Dallas Lamb. I am your host, Todd Dallas Lamb, and this week I've been asked to do some interviews with some partners of PowerSchool. PowerSchool is in Seattle. As you're hearing this, we are in the great city, a beautiful city of Seattle, for their EDGE conference, where all their partners from across the country come and meet and talk and discuss and collaborate. And with me as my guest today is Derek Rhodes, the Executive Director of the International Schools of the Americas. Derek, we've known each other 14 years. We've got to stop meeting like this. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
And tell me first, when I first met you, you were a superintendent in Beaufort, South Carolina. And then how did you find out about an opportunity with the School of Americas and Schools of the Americas? And what is that entity and how does it work?
Well, first, thanks for having me.
You bet.
See you. I was international before going to Beaufort, where I was assistant superintendent. Thankfully, I didn't have to have that that responsibility of the whole district, but and curriculum instruction, special education, all things. And that was actually my first stint in public education. I'd been in private education, international education previously. My wife and I went to Brazil in the 90s. Little known fact of these international schools, many people think about the Department of Defense schools, but don't realize there's a whole other set of schools, international schools, that serve American citizens. Curriculum is in English, and the language of instruction's English. It's a school that where learning happens in English to meet the needs of the families who need an English-speaking school to send their children to while they're abroad. Our schools are all accredited in the United States. So I always tell people it's like picking up a school in your hometown and dropping in Buenos Aires, Argentina.
I totally get, I think most people understand if you're stationed in Germany, Department of Defense can set up schools for your kids. Who's your audience?
So our audience are, where there's an embassy,
yep.
Border Patrol, Customs, anything that's not military. We serve those students. So we're not on military bases. We're in the capital city. Most capital cities across the world have an American school or a school that services international families in English. Our schools that we support are in Latin America and the Americas. So North America, Central America, the Caribbean island, South America. Our history, we were founded in the 70s. I'm actually the third executive director.
Wow.
So we've enjoyed a very stable history. We're supported out of the United States Department of State in the Office of Overseas Schools. So we work very closely to work on issues of inclusive practices, meeting the needs of children who have learning differences, supporting the schools and whatever professional development that they might need. We help them hire teachers and administrators. We ship school supplies to them. So if they can't get textbooks or iPads or if there's something they need for their classroom, we support them in that way. We have a freight forwarder and shipping out of Miami. And the biggest thing we do is professional development and strategic partnerships, which so the American International Schools in the Americas is a membership organization. We have about 70 schools who are partners with us or are members with us. And we serve a variety of needs that they might have. And one of those biggest needs, which leads me to be here for this PowerSchool conference, is strategic partners for student information systems, learning management systems, and all the programs that are needed by a school to run a school, the grading software, to be able to send transcripts to universities, all the things that a school in the United States would need.
Yep.
Schools need those services as well. And we've been really pleased with the partnership with PowerSchool, the team. We are not even a year into the partnership. We've had several of our schools take advantage of either training, particular services and the software that they do, from admissions, e-collect. Most of the services are around the Naviance college and career planning, the student information system, the SIS, which most of us know.
Yep.
When I was in South Carolina, the whole state of South Carolina uses PowerSchool. So many, obviously PowerSchool is well known in the United States. I think the numbers are 9 out of 10 kids or something like that are on PowerSchool. I remember our children, our two daughters, logging into the PowerSchool to see their grades and
yep.
attendance and all those things. And they've PowerSchool purchased a learning management program called Schoology that we actually were using and knew about them before they were a PowerSchool product. And it's really powerful, the learning management system. Works really well with Google Classroom. And so wherever a school is on their continuum of the products and services they have in place to meet the needs of enrolling children, tracking children's attendance and communicating with parents what the grades are and all those things. Our schools need those too. So we're really happy to MESA to be able to have a strategic partnership with PowerSchool to provide this at a discount. So our schools all get PowerSchool at a discounted price because they work through us because of our strategic partnership.
It's funny. I you make an interesting point. 15 years ago, 10 years ago, if you'd asked me to give you an essay on what PowerSchool does, I would have just said the SIS. They're fairly well known for that. As you said, they won a number of state deals. As you walk around this week at the Edge Conference, you really get a sense of how much they have grown in just the time that you and I have known each other.
Yeah. I was looking at their Power Buddy AI tool. I mean, everybody's trying to work with generative AI to put some kind of an option into the whatever service they have. I mean, every company is trying to obviously take advantage of that technology and see how it can make their product and service better. For me, I was a high school principal, and I used to have to run reports, you know, who was absent third period, who didn't take attendance today. And to just be able to ask Power Buddy, you know, tell me which students were absent last week, Tuesday, fourth period, because you needed to run some report to find out if a subset of kids needed an intervention or whatever it might be. The ability just to ask AI to pull some of those reports. I mean, I think that's a time saver.
What kind of time saver? I mean, are we talking an hour?
You know, it's hard to put, I think, yet a number on that because I think it is new. I think schools are just starting to open this next school year with that tool because the tool didn't exist last August.
Yeah.
So I think as schools open the year and they're doing, you know, assigning lockers to kids, they're doing all the things that you do to get students their schedule, you know, their books, all the resources, everything, a family needs when they start up a new school year that the administration, the administrative assistants and whatnot all have to do. I think that's when schools will start to see how much time this can potentially save.
You know, it's funny. I watched the movie No Way Out with Kevin Costner, 1987, Gene Hackman. And it's when you watch a movie that's based right about the time you were in high school and you see the technology, and it's going to take us about a week to get these credit card records. And now we're doing things in seconds that would have taken weeks in my lifetime. It's exciting. It's also a little scary, but it's pretty amazing to think what we were going to be able to do in education going forward.
Yeah. What one of the big offerings we're doing this year is our AI and education badge. Very skill-oriented administrators, teachers. We have four AI courses that you can choose from in addition to in-person learning at one of our conferences. And as we see people earn this AI and education badge, one of the things they can do as part of the course is create their own bot. And to have a ChatGPT 4/5 version that's personalized for them and their work. And I think as we see AI really move learning forward to personalize lesson plans to save teachers time with generating a lesson plan, making sure it aligns the standards and addresses, you know, what needs to be taught. So students, you know, can retain that information and anything that saves teachers time, I think is well by teachers.
At a time when we need to make this job as rewarding and efficient as possible, in a time we're losing teachers and there's a teacher shortage, I couldn't agree more.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, our schools are amazing places for teachers to work. We provide housing, obviously airfare or whatnot to get you to the country where the school's located. And if people haven't looked up international schools or taken a look, our website's amisa.us, amisa.us. And, you know, we'd love for people to visit us online, take a look at our professional learning, take a look at, you know, what services we offer, and really think about if you're able to grow and leave your country and you want to grow professionally and personally. I mean, I know that for us, it really changed our lives. We're not the educators we were before working in international schools. The international mindedness and how we help our schools really support their local communities with global citizenship work. We have moved all of our reserve investings to green sustainable investing platforms to meet our missions and really trying to live into what we're all about, internationally mindedness, making the world a better place through global connectedness. And it's an exciting time in education.
When you hire teachers for AMISA, do you have flexibility on certification? How do you What are the requirements to be one of your teachers?
We do need teacher certification, yep. Just like you're a teacher in the United States. So we need the same requirements that you're teaching in the U.S., but we need you to be open-minded and say, yeah, I think I'd be willing to leave my home country and go live in Argentina or live in Colombia or live in Brazil. My wife and I were 7 years in Brazil, Brasilia, the capital, and then we were 5 years in Monterrey, Mexico. So after 12 years, we moved back to the United States, and then I was fortunate enough to move into this position. I'm going into year seven. Can't believe it. It's been great.
You were telling me we're at the Edge Conference in Seattle, but you have your own conference, and it moves around internationally as well, doesn't it?
It does. We have in October, we're in Buenos Aires, and then the next year, we're in Cartagena, Colombia, for our leadership conference, and then we have our teacher conference in the second half of the year, and we'll be in Panama this next year. And we haven't decided the location for the following year for 26, but it's a great thing to be able to bring teachers together from our schools all through the region.
Sure.
Coming together and being able to learn together, be motivated, connected together, and be supportive in the work they do.
How do you like Seattle?
First time in the Pacific Northwest, a beautiful state. As I mentioned, my wife and I were able to come in over the weekend and went to Oregon and then drove up from Portland. It's really beautiful.
It's 72 degrees yesterday, and my business partner, who's from Florida, was complaining about how it was just too damn cold. And I was like, you're crazy. I've had enough humidity on the East Coast to last a lifetime.
Yeah, different climate for sure to not have that humidity. That's been we've only been here a day or whatnot, and it's a lovely city. I never had a chance to come to Seattle before, but just the Pacific Northwest, it was always a place I wanted to be able to visit. So I was glad to be able to come, and they invited me to attend Power School, and I was happy to be able to accept that invitation and travel up here. And good to see you participate in this chat with you, and have people understand what we're doing with Power School. For me, it's all about value. I want to have value added to the schools and support. So if our schools can go get a product that they need and want at a lower cost because of our strategic partnership with Power School, that's a win-win-win. It's a win for Power School to be able to help and support the school. It's a win for the school to get a product and service that they need to make their work with students and families better. And it's a win for our association because we're able to make that partnership.
Tell our listeners one more time how they can reach out to AMESA.
Yeah, check us out online, all social, Instagram and whatnot, LinkedIn. It's AMISA, American International Schools in the Americas. AMISA.US is the website. And be happy to field any questions. My email is on there. It's Derek@AMESA.US. And take a look at what we do. And if you're interested in international education, international mindedness, if you're doing work, many U.S. school districts through international baccalaureate and an approach on global citizenship need support in international mindedness as well. We have opportunities for them to engage with us and be happy to support how we can.
Derek Rhodes from AMESA, executive director and good friend and one of the good people in American education. Thank you for being on the clock, and I'll let you back and attack this conference.
All right. It's good to be here. Thanks.
Thank you.